is the rock of ages.
这个磐石已经为我们裂开。
For this rock has been broken.
从主受的枪伤，他为我们流出了血与水来。
For from his wounds he has shed his blood and water for us.
他的宝血叫我们的罪得着了赦免。
So that his blood has now cleansed our sins.
他流出水来。
And he also flowed out water.
说到叫我们得着他那永远的生命。
So that we will receive the eternal life.
我们从冬令会开始交通到住在基督里。
So starting from the winter conference, we started talking about abiding in Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹们也一同学习，一同操练，也真的住在基督的里面。
So that I hope that through practicing, brothers and sisters are already abiding in Christ.
早间在这里，我们一同要交通十字架的工作和住在基督里。
So this morning we're going to talk about the work of the cross and abiding in Christ.
我们一起来读一下旧约出埃及记。
Let's read from the Old Testament, Exodus
第十七章第六节
17:6.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
我必在格列的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。我们知道，当以色列的百姓被带领离开埃及，他们在旷野一路上，神做了许许多多的神迹奇事。
So when we know that the Israelites, when they come out from Egypt, when they're in the wilderness, Lord has performed a lot of miracles for them.
那我们也知道，整个旧约好像是一个图画。
And then we know that the Old Testament is also like a picture.
他讲到一个最重要的事情。最宝贵的要发生的。
It is like a painting, and then he gave us the one most important message.
到了新约的时候，一下子我们才明白了。
Now in the New Testament, then we started to realize.
在哥林多前书第十章第四节。
In the First Corinthians chapter 10:4.
他说也都喝了一样的灵水。
He said that and all drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
For they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them.
下面讲到说那磐石就是基督。
Then he said and the rock was Christ.
是的，在旧约他们在旷野他们干渴。
Yes, in the Old Testament when the people are in the wilderness and when they were thirsty.
他们需要水。
When they were in need of water.
神叫摩西做了这件事情。
Then God asked Moses to do this.
叫他击打磐石。
He asked Moses to strike the rock.
磐石就有水流出来。
And then water will come out of it.
百姓可以喝。
And then the people may drink.
那在这个图画当中，我们看见有一个磐石。
So in this painting, we see that there is this rock.
这个磐石被击打。
And when the rock is strike.
那个磐石裂开。
And then now the rock is open.
然后活水流出来。
Then the living water will come out.
我们感谢我们的主。
So we praise our Lord.
在新约我们看见这个磐石就是基督。
In New Testament it says that and the rock was Christ.
那么清楚地讲到这个磐石就是基督。
So it clearly states that the rock was Christ.
是我们的主他要被击打。
So that we know that Christ is going to be struck.
当他为我们挂在木头上。
And he is going to be clinging onto the cross.
人以为他被神击打苦在了。
When people think that it is now God is punishing him.
哪知道他是为我们的罪孽被压伤的。
But they didn't know that it is our sin that it was taken him into burden.
他受了一切的刑罚。
For now he has taken the punishment.
叫我们能够得着平安。
So that we can receive peace.
他受了鞭伤，叫我们得着了医治。
For now he is wound, so that we can be healed.
主耶稣他所受的一切，今天和我们能够连在一起。
So for all the pain that Christ has suffered, it is now connected to us.
他为我们被捆绑。
For he has been bounded for us.
叫我们今天得着了自由。
So that today we can be free.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
是的，这个磐石为我们裂开了。
So it is the rock that is now being opened.
那个生命的活水为我们流出来。
So that the living water could come out.
在旧约他们在旷野中那样的干渴，还是讲到一个肉身上的干渴。
In the Old Testament, when the people are thirsty, they were thirsty in physical form.
但是我们也看见全人类都在那个干渴的里面。
But now we see that all the people are in the same type of thirst.
如果没有得着主，
For the people, if they never receive Christ,
世界上的水喝了, 越喝越渴,
for the water that people can drink of this world will only make them thirst again.
我们的主,
but it is our Lord that wants to give us the living water. For the Christ was this living water.
但他若不裂开活水,
but if the rock is never open, then the water can never come out.
借着十架的工作,
but now it is through the work of the cross that Christ could release his life.
所以我们的主告诉我们说,一粒麦子,若不落在地里,死了,仍旧是一粒。
So the Lord says, if a seed is never planted on the ground, that it's always only been one seed.
他说若是死了,
but now if the seed is dead and planted,
就结出许多的籽粒来,
and once it's planted, then now it could grow up into a tree.
这个永久的磐石,
for this rock of ages,
必须要为我们裂开,
for this rock of ages has to be open.
或者我们没有办法和我们的主有份,
otherwise, we will never be partaker of our Lord.
我们也不可能得着生命的活水,
and also, we will never be able to receive this living water.
在旧约这个图画的里面, 我们看见,
so now in this painting of the Old Testament, we can see
摩西击打了磐石,
that when Moses strike the rock,
磐石裂开了,
and the rock is open,
活水流出来了,
and the water comes out,
这个磐石就是基督,
for this rock of ages is Christ.
我们再来读出埃及记,
so now let's read Exodus
第33章,
chapter 33.
这边我们又看见另外一个图画,
here there is another painting,
18节到第23节,
from 18 to 23.
请我们一起来读,
let's read.
摩西说, 求你显出你的荣耀给我看, 耶和华说, 我要显我一切的恩慈, 在你面前经过, 宣告我的名, 我要恩待谁就恩待谁, 要怜悯谁就怜悯谁, 又说, 你不能看见我的面, 因为人见我的面不能存活, 耶和华说, 看哪, 在我这里有地方, 你要站在磐石上, 我的荣耀经过的时候, 我必将你放在磐石穴中, 用我的手遮掩你, 等我过去, 然后我要将我的手收回, 你就得见我的背, 却不得见我的面。 在这边我们看见摩西他里面有一个极深的渴望,
here we see that there is a deep longing in Moses.
他向神祷告, 求你显出你的荣耀给我看,
and he said, I pray you, show me your glory.
荣耀就是讲到神他的自己,
for the glory is the Lord himself.
当神显出来的时候, now, 这就是荣耀,
so when God revealed himself, that is the glory of God.
神和摩西的关系跟一般人好像是非常的不一样,
for Lord has a unique relationship with Moses,
那样的亲密,
because they are so close.
但是摩西这个要求, 这个祷告,
but then this prayer of Moses,
神是非常愿意来答应他,
for God is really willing to show him.
但是呢, 神告诉他说, 你不能看见我的面,
but then the Lord also told him that you cannot see my face.
因为人见我的面不能存活,
because for whoever sees my face will not be able to survive.
摩西虽然这么的伟大,
even though Moses is such a great person,
但是摩西还是在旧约的时代,
but then Moses was still in the time of the Old Testament.
那这段圣经里面要我们看见, 真的是一个图画, 在今天我们所经历的, 是已经进到那个实际的里面。
So that now in this passage, we could see that from this painting, we are now living in a reality.
是的, 神要把他的荣耀向摩西来显现,
and yes, the Lord wants to show his glory to Moses.
他说我的荣耀经过的时候,
but then the Lord said, while my glory is passing by,
他说我必将你放在磐石穴中,
that I will put you in the cleft of the rock,
用我的手来遮掩你,
and cover you with my hand until I have passed by,
等神过去,
until I have passed by.
这边讲到一个磐石的穴中,
here he talks about the cleft of the rock.
摩西不能真正的来见到神的荣耀,
for Moses cannot see directly the glory of God.
神必须把他藏在那个磐石的穴中,
and the Lord has to hide him in the cleft of the rock.
等到神过去了以后,
so that after God has passed by,
摩西有没有看到神的面?
Can Moses see the Lord's face?
没有哈，他说你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
No, but here it says that you could see my back, but not my face.
今天我们看见，是的，这一个磐石就是基督。
So that today we see that this rock is Christ.
这个磐石裂开，有一个穴成为藏身的所在。
So that when this rock is now open, there's a cleft so that we could hide inside.
神叫摩西藏身在那个穴中。
God asked Moses to hide in this cleft of the rock.
然后在这里，神的荣耀能够显现。
So that His glory could be shown.
弟兄姊妹，当我们从旧约，我们来想到今天，我们成为新约的子民。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at the Old Testament and we think of how we are now in the New Testament,
从约翰福音一开始就讲到说，有一个荣耀是我们可以注视的荣耀。
Just like in the beginning of the Gospel of John, it says that now we can behold and see the glory of God.
那个荣耀就是神他自己的显出。
For this glory is the revealing of God Himself.
但是那个荣耀却是我们可以注视的荣耀。
But now this glory is a glory that we could see directly.
那这个显出的荣耀是非常非常的奇妙。
For this revealing of the glory is truly amazing.
是从我们的主耶稣基督从他来彰显的。
Because now it is now revealed through Christ Jesus.Our Lord.
他就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because He is now the light of the glory.
他是神本体的真相。
For now He is the true image of God.
当我们的主为我们道成肉身来到了地上。
So when our Lord has worked become flesh and come to this world.
天在地上开始。
So now that the heavenly way has started on this world.
神的荣耀在这个道成肉身的耶稣的身上能够彰显出来。
Now the glory of God could be revealed through Jesus Christ.
哦，这个荣耀是我们可以注视的荣耀。
And now this glory is a glory that we could see directly.
这边讲到那个磐石的穴中。
And now he talks about the cleft of the rock.
是的，今天我们能够藏身在主的里面。
And yes, we now today could hide in Christ.
因为永久的磐石已经为我们裂开了。
Because now there is an opening in this rock of ages.
在摩西身上，这可能是一个经历。
For Moses, maybe this is simply just one experience.
在那个时刻里面，神把他藏在那个磐石的穴中。
And at that time, he was hidden in this cleft of the rock.
用他的圣手来遮盖。
And Moses was covered by his hand.
所以神的荣耀能够从那里经过。
So that God's glory can pass by.
但是今天
But today,
这个磐石成为我们永远的居所。
But today, now this rock has become a resting place.
不是我们一时的经历。
Not only one time experience.
乃是我们永远可以住在这个磐石的里面。
But now it is a place where we could rest in peace.
弟兄姊妹，主在十字架所做的工作何等的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, how amazing is the work of the cross.
在旧约，他们远远的好像能够认识到一点点。
In the Old Testament,they were so far away and they could only learn so little at one time.
但是今天我们真是要宝贵主在十字架为我们所做一切的工作。
But today we need to treasure and learn to precious the work of the cross.
我们知道我们的主他在十字架上总共大概有六个小时。
We know that Christ was on the cross for about 6 hours.
在十字架六个小时大概又分成前面三个小时和后面三个小时。
And in these 6 hours, it can be separated into the first three and the second three.
在十字架上主耶稣他总共讲了有七句话。
And then on the cross, Jesus said of about 7 statements.
那这每一句话都是何等的宝贵。
And each statement is precious.
在路加福音第23章33节和34节
In Luke chapter 23:33-34
讲到说到了一个地方名叫独楼地
It says that the people came to a place called the skull
就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上
And there they crucified Jesus Christ
又钉了两个犯人一个在左边一个在右边
And there were also two criminals, one on the right and the other on the left.
所以我们看见有三个十字架。
So there we saw of three crosses.
主耶稣在中间。
And Jesus was being the one in the middle.
一个在左边，一个在右边。
There was one on the left and one on the right.
那这个十字架把这两个强盗永远的分开。
For these separations of the two criminals have separated forever.
当主被人用最残忍的刑罚把他钉在十字架上。
And when Jesus was under heavy punishment on the cross,
主耶稣在十字架第一句话所说的
And the first expression that God gave was this.
他说当下耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得
But Jesus was saying Father forgive them for they do not know what they are doing
我们知道主在最后那个血迹的道路上他受了许许多多的审问
And we know that on this last path that Jesus took a lot of people ask him a lot of questions
这些大祭司这些巡抚这些审问他的到最后讲说我们查不出他有什么罪来
For the chief priests and a lot of investigators they cannot find any fault in Jesus' life
虽然他们吹毛求疵要找出
他
的罪来
even though they were looking in great details to try to find any fault in Jesus' life
但是最后却证明我们的主他真的是无罪的羔羊
But at the end we could see that our Lord is faultless He is the Lamb
好几次说到我查不出他有什么罪来
And the people will keep on saying I cannot find any fault
但是我们的主却要受到最无理的对待
However our Lord stillendure the most severe punishment
在人类当中十字架的刑罚也就在那一段时间在罗马人就是主耶稣那段时间好像人突然之间创造了这个最残忍的刑罚
And at that time just like all of a sudden people invented this severe punishment of nailing on the cross
哦，这些人把他钉在十字架上
For these people now has crucified Christ
他们讥讽他你若是神的儿子你可以跳下来
And then they also said that if you are truly the son of God then why didn't you come down from the cross
多少的羞辱和痛苦
For Lord Jesus was under a lot of shame
多少无理的对待
And a lot of unreasonable punishment
但是我们的主他第一句话
But then now the first word that Jesus said
向着父神来祷告
was that he was praying to the Father.
他没有为他自己来求什么。
For Jesus did not ask for anything for himself.
他说父啊赦免他们。
But he said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
从他的最深之处他爱这些伤害他的人。
Because from the deepest of his heart, he truly loves the people that crucify him.
他求神赦免他们。
So he asked the Father to forgive them.
我记得我们在 St. Gabriel 刚开始聚会的时候
I remember, when the church of St. Gabriel was just starting
我们在北边那边租了一个地方
We rented a place a little up north
然后我们每一个礼拜六都传福音
So each Saturday we will go out and preach the gospel
下午呢去发单张
And on the afternoons we will go out and pass out flyers
晚上就传福音
And then at night we will preach the gospel again
那我记得有一段时间有两个单亲的妈妈他们都带着一个很小的 baby
and then at that time I remember there was two single mothers that were having that brought their babies
那他们两个一起被带到我们的中间来
and both of them would come in the midst of us
那有很多弟兄姊妹关心他们帮助他们
and a lot of brothers and sisters would care for them and be mindful of them
那突然有一次呢其中的一个妈妈呢在教会里面哇她就大发脾气
and one time this one sister started to have a heavy temperament
她说教会这个帮补给的不公平啊
And then she said, the church is not fair to us.
那后来大家都很纳闷啊，什么叫做不公平呢
Then after everyone was pondering, why would they say that the church is not fair?
原来在那个之前，他们两个人都收到了一个奉献包。
What happened was, they both, the single mothers, received a separate offering.
但是收到奉献包，为什么在教会里面大吵大闹的说这个不公平
But now why would anyone just receive an offering back would say that the church is not fair
后来我就去问他到底怎么回事啊
Then I went to one of them and asked them what happened
他说教会给的不公平
And then she said again the church is not fair
我先跟他讲这不是教会给的这是有人指定奉献教会帮转给你们
And then I explained to her that it is not something that the church gave you but it is an offering that a particular brother or sisters appointed to you
那到底你拿多少他拿多少什么叫做不公平呢
And so, how much did you get? How much did she get? Why is it not fair?
她说我拿一百，她也是一百。
Then she said, I received 100, and she also received 100.
我说那不是很公平吗
Then I said, then wouldn't that be fair?
她说不公平，因为我的需要比较大。
Then she said, it is not fair because I need more.
我们这是讲不出话来。
Then I was speechless.
但是没想到啊，这个，哇，这个人 每个礼拜还要来，每个次来呢都还要在那里这个抱怨发脾气。
But amazingly, this single mother, the sister, would still come every time, and every time she would still complain.
我记得有一天她正在那里大骂的时候。
And I remember one day she was yelling again.
我站在她的面前。
And I was right in front of her.
那天主给我一个恩典。
And that day I received a special blessing from the Lord.
真的回想起来到今天都觉得那么的奇妙。
And today, even if I still think about it, I still think it was truly amazing.
这个人他所骂的是毫没有道理的。
Because when this person was yelling, she was being very unreasonable.
他在那里骂我没有关系啊，他骂教会，又连主也骂，这个毫没有道理。
For she not only yelled at me, but she would yell at the church, and she would yell at Jesus Christ.
但是那天当我站在她的面前，
But now that one day when I was standing right before her,
主让我一下子体会到主的感觉到底是什么。
Then now Lord lets me know that it is the feeling that he had that one day.
我们的感觉都是非常的愤怒。
For our feeling, naturally would be anger.
这个是无理取闹。
For that the other person is being unreasonable.
但是当那天我来感觉主的感觉是什么？
But now that one day I experienced the feeling of God.
我就想到说，当主耶稣在十字架上，他里面的感觉到底是什么？
Then I think of the feeling when Christ was crucified, the feeling that was inside him.
有这么多人这样子取笑他、羞辱他、鞭打他。
For a lot of people around Christ at that one time wanted to crucify him and shame him.
但那天我非常的讶异。
But that one day, I suddenly realized.
当我摸着主的感觉。
And now I suddenly realized the feeling of God.
是的，当主面对这一些这样子对待他的群众。
Just like when Christ, how he was facing the people.
主里面的反应不是一个愤怒，不是一个受羞辱的感觉。
And inside of Christ, the feeling was not anger. The feeling was not being ashamed.
主向他们的那个爱是一个永远的爱。
For inside of him, there is this love, the eternal love.
那个爱叫他能够说父啊，赦免他们。
And it is this love that makes Jesus say, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
那天摸着主里面他的反应他的感觉。
So that day, I now touch the feeling of Christ.
主没有因这些人对他这样的一个无理的对待，主里面有任何的愤怒，有任何的痛恨，没有，主里面那个爱是不改变的爱。
For Christ, even though he was experiencing such an unreasonable treatment, there was no anger inside of him.
所以那天这个人讲了大概有差不多半个小时，哇，在那里哇，声音也很大。但是感谢主，里面我也摸着了主以后，就一句话也没有跟他讲。
So that day, even though she was yelling for about half an hour, after I have touched the feeling of Christ, I did not do anything.
我是从主的里面来感觉，向主来祷告，是的，父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。
So that through this feeling that I had, I started praying for her and said, Lord, forgive her, for she does not know what she is doing.
我是摸着主的那个祷告。
For now, I have touched the prayer of Christ.
就那天后来回去了。
So now I went back that day.
到了晚上差不多十二点的时候。
And at night time, about midnight.
突然那个人打电话来。
All of a sudden, she called me.
那天是我姊妹接的。
And that one night, it was my sister who picked up the phone.
啊，怎么这个人在电话里面，在那里说他对不起主，他在那里痛悔，在那里痛哭。
And now on the other side of the phone, she was crying and saying that it is now my fault that I would say such a thing to the church and to my brothers and sisters.
我们说，你等一下，我们马上就来看你。
Then we said, just hold on, we will come and meet you right now.
那天晚上，是的，她遇见了主了。
Yes, that one night she has met Christ too.
她被主得着了。
And that one night, Christ has received her.
她在那里痛哭，在那里认罪，在那里悔改。
And at that moment, she broke down and started crying, and then she wanted to repent.
那天我们里面何等的喜乐。
And now inside of us, we were full of joy.
还好那天下午的时候没有好好教训她一顿。
And how wonderfully, at that one afternoon, I did not start yelling back at her.
是主出来的时候，他能够改变一个人。
Now, when God shows himself, he can change any person.
一个最强、最不讲理的人，主竟然能够改变他。
For it doesn't matter how strong or how stubborn you are, God can change you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们摸着一点主他自己的那个生命。
So brothers and sisters, now if you can touch and experience a little of his life.
他的那个反应。
Then the reaction.
我们知道说 他是我们的救主。
Is that you will know that he is our savior.
他的名称为奇妙。
For his name is awesome.
主在第一句话讲说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
For the first words that Christ said was, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
今天主仍然赦免所有的人。
For today, God is still forgiving every one of us.
他仍然为所有的人在那里祷告。
And continuously, he is praying for every one of us.
他今天已经为所有的人常要死为付了代价。
For he has already paid the price of death for every one of us.
但是今天问题不在主这里了。
So today, God has completed his side of the bargain.
我们传福音的时候是凡相信的，决定在人的手里面。
So now, when we preach the gospel, we said, whoever chooses to believe.
父神也已经听了主的祷告，他愿意赦免，因为主已经把代价都付清了。
For the Father has also heard the prayer, and he has decided to forgive every one of us.
今天人只要愿意接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
So today, whoever is willing to accept Christ as his Savior,
他们能够得着完全的赦免。
That person can now receive his full redemption.
在路加福音23章39节到43节。
In Luke chapter 23:39-43,
他讲到主在十字架上旁边两个犯人所说的话。
He talked about the two criminals, what they say when they were on the cross along with Christ.
有一个讥笑主说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”
So one of them said, "If you are Christ, then why don't you come down from the cross and save us as well?"
那另外一个呢，就责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？”
And then the other one on the other side said that you are also crucified on the cross. Why are you not in fear of God?
他说：“我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。”
Then he said that we were deserving to be on the cross because we did wrongful deeds.
我们都知道这两个是强盗。
Then we know that both of the criminals, they are bad criminals.
他们不晓得做了什么样严重的事情，犯了什么样的罪，要受最严厉的刑罚。
For they have committed a very severe crime, so that they have to go on to the cross and be crucified.
但是这个强盗他知道说，他所做的与他所受的是相称的。
But one of the criminals understands that what he did and what he has now, he is deserving.
但他看到在旁边，在中间，耶稣基督钉在十字架上。他说：“这一个人没有做过一件不好的事情。”
Then he looked at Christ and he said, "But this person that is right next to me, he did not do anything to deserve to be crucified."
所以下面这个强盗，他跟耶稣讲了一句话。
Then this criminal then said one thing to Jesus.
他说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
Then he said, "Jesus, when your kingdom comes,Please be in remembrance of me."
这个强盗可能从来也没有读过什么圣经。
For this criminal, most likely he has never read any of the scriptures.
他也许就在那一天他看见了耶稣。
But maybe it is on that one time he saw Jesus.
他怎么有可能说主耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
So how would he be able to say to Jesus that when your kingdom comes, please be in remembrance of me?
下面是主耶稣在十字架讲的第二句话。
Then coming is the second sentence that the Lord said.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise."
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法明白一个强盗他怎么会问主耶稣，或者告诉主耶稣，或者求主耶稣，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
So we can never explain why would such a criminal be able to say to Christ that when your kingdom comes, please be in remembrance of me. We can never understand.
但是我们知道主耶稣他在十字架上，他马上就要进到后面最严厉的审判。
But now it is at the moment where Jesus is crossing over to the second 3 hours, the most painful of the process.
他要亲身担当所有人的罪。
And now it was the time for him to take off all the sins of people.
他要受父神最严厉的审判和责打。
Now it is the time that he is going to receive the most severe punishment from God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这边看见。
But brothers and sisters, from where we see,
使得前面主祷告，他能够说父啊，父啊。
And then before that, he would be able to say, Father, Father.
我们在后面, 我们要看见主的祷告, 他不再称神为父。
Then on the second part, he can no longer call God his Father.
但是在这个之前,
but now right before that moment,
是的主用这个强盗的口,
and Lord used the mouth of this criminal,
这个父神啊, 用这个强盗的口,
for the Father, Lord, has used the mouth of this criminal
讲到一件事情,
and said of this one thing.
主耶稣就要得着国度了,
because Jesus is now about to receive this kingdom.
你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我,
so that when the kingdom comes, he asks that he will be in remembrance of him.
父神在这里激励他的儿子,
here, God is giving Christ his encouragement,
再让主耶稣看见了前面的喜乐,
letting him see the future of joy,
他能够轻看羞辱,
so that Christ would endure this shame and a painful moment. And now at that moment, Christ has received this assurance.
我实在告诉你,
and he says, truly, I say to you,
今日你要同我在乐园里了,
today you shall be with me in paradise.
第三句话, 在约翰福音19章26节,
and the third thing that Jesus says was in John chapter 19, 26 through 27.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边,
when Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing nearby,
就对他母亲说, 母亲看你的儿子,
he said to his mother, woman, behold your son.
又对那门徒说, 看你的母亲,
then he said to the disciple, behold your mother.
从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
So then at that moment, the disciple received the mother and let him live with them.
主所爱的门徒是哪一位?
So who is this beloved disciple?
使徒约翰,
it is John.
所以在约翰福音里面呢, 使徒约翰他自己写的, 但是呢, 他都不用他的名字, 他是讲到说, 主所爱的那个门徒,
so now in the Gospel of John, John would never address himself as John, so he would only describe himself as the disciple whom he loved standing nearby.
或者是讲到说, 那门徒,
or he would just address himself as the disciple.
我们知道当主耶稣上十架的时候, 门徒跑都跑, 散的散,
so we know that when Jesus was being crucified, all the disciples scattered.
彼得他已经三次否认主, 已经不在这个图画里面了,
for Peter has already denied the Lord three times and he is already out of the picture.
但是使徒约翰, 他跟到十架的跟前,
but it is now disciple John who was still standing nearby.
所以主耶稣到最后, 他进 他做人的责任,
so at this last moment of his life, he took on the responsibility of being a man,
把他的母亲交托给他的儿子,
so that he would ask John to take care of his mother,
让约翰接待主耶稣的母亲像他自己的母亲,
so that John would receive Christ's mother as of his own mother.
马太27章45-46节,
In Matthew chapter 27, 45 to 46,
从正午到深处, 遍地都黑暗了,
so now the whole world is in darkness on the night
hour. 十架六个小时的当中的时间,
and now this is still in the 6 hours of the whole procedure.
在中间的时间, 哈,
now
三个小时的时候,
in the midst of these 6 hours, which is the 3rd hour,
在那个时刻, 所有神愤怒的审判, 继续的愤怒, 都要倾倒在主耶稣基督的身上,
and now it is all of God's wrath and anger now bestowed upon Jesus.
我们的主和神, 祂与父原为一,
for our Lord Jesus Christ was one with God before.
从永远和父神是没有分开的,
in the beginning to the end, they have always been one.
但是为着我们这些人的缘故,
but now it is because of us, the people.
他要亲身担当我们的罪,
he is now willing to take on our sin.
所有父神的审判必须临到他儿子的身上,
for now all the judgment has to be come upon Christ.
我们的神是圣洁是公义的,
for a God is a righteous and clean and holy.
他不能以有罪的就算他是无罪的,
for he is fair, so that if he has sinned, then he is no longer unsinful.
今天主耶稣他必须担当我们的罪,
for the Christ has to now take on our sin.
后面三个小时是我们没有办法进入，没有办法了解那样的一个痛苦。
For the second part of the 3 hours, it is something that we could never understand nor experience.
主在十架第四句话说，以利以利拉玛撒巴各达尼。
So the four things that Jesus says were Eli, Eli, Lama Sabbatani.
他的意思就是说, 我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
当主在那里大声呼喊的时候,
so at that time, Jesus was crying out with a loud voice.
我们的父神掩面不顾,
for our God has ignored him.
他必须责打那常顺服他的人,
for he has now have to lay on his punishment of the one who has always been disciplined.
父神必须要审判他所爱的独生爱子,
and God has to lay down the judgment on his one and the only son.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们能够蒙这么大的恩典和福分,
so brothers and sisters, today we are greatly blessed.
因为我们的主他在十架,他为我们饮了苦杯,
because our God has taken this cup of suffering on
为我们受了审判,
and he has received our judgment on the cross.
父神离弃他的儿子,
for the brother, the father has now put away his son.
主耶稣他说我渴了,
then after that Jesus said, I am thirsty.
审判的火在他的身上焚烧,
because now this fire of a judgment has burning upon him.
但是到约翰福音19章第30节,
but now in John chapter 19:30,
主耶稣有一个最宝贵的呼喊,
then there is this most amazing cry of Jesus.
他说成了,
and he says, it is finished.
十架的工作不是停在审判刑罚,
for the judgment did not stop.
主耶稣说成了,
but until when Jesus said, it is finished,
工作完成了,
it is, the work is finished,
救赎完成了,
the redemption is now finished,
他说成了,
and he said, it is finished,
他把他的灵魂交在父神的手里面,
so that he bows his head and gave up his spirit.
今天所有的征战在十架上已经得胜了,
for now this, no, this conflict no longer exists because Jesus won.
他为我们顺服,
for he has disciplined himself until his death.
弟兄姊妹,我们看见在十字架上主耶稣讲了七句话,
so brothers and sisters, we could see that there was seven things that Jesus said.
然后最后那个得胜的宣告,
and then at the end, there is this statement of a victory.
今天我们都在这个得胜的里面,
that we are now in this victory.
虽然我们何等的不值,
even though we are still worthless,
但是主每一件事情是为着我们而做的,
but now everything that Jesus has done is done for us.
他在十架,
for now on this cross, he has now given us this new and living way. For now this rock is now opened, so that the water may come out. For this, this one cleft of the rock that we could be sheltered in.
圣经告诉我们说他的身体, 好像是那个圣殿那个幔子为我们裂开了,
just like it says that this new and living way is like us going through the veil.
那个幔子从前是一个很大的遮蔽拦阻,
for this veil was a cover that was blocking us.
当人可以从祭坛经过, 人来到了圣所,
so now when the people walk over to the altar and try to walk into this holiest of holy place,
但是到至圣所的前面有一个很大的幔子,
but when they come before this place, there is this veil.
只有大祭司一年一次带着牛羊的血, 他们可以进去,
and it is only the great priest that could go into the house once in a year.
百姓是不能进去的,
for the regular people has no access into this place.
在至圣所里面有约柜, 有施恩座, 是神荣耀在那里显现的地方,
because this holy place is a place where God can reveal himself.
但是我们知道说, 主耶稣在十架, 他的死, 脚垫里的幔子, 从上到下, 裂为两半,
so that we know that now Jesus has died for us, and this veil has now broken up in half.
我们的主为我们开了一条又新又活的道路,
so that now we have a new and living way,
叫我们都可以从幔子经过,
so that now we could go through the veil,
我们可以来到至圣所,
and we could come to this holy place,
我们可以来到诗人宝座的面前,
and we can come before the throne,
我们可以与我们的神面对面,
so that we may now come face to face with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹,我们要知道这是一个何等大的恩典和祝福临到我们的身上,
so brother and sisters, I ask that you will see that this is a great blessing.
他为我们流出了血与水来,
for now he has given us his blood and water.
他的血叫我们的罪得着赦免,
so that his blood has now cleansed all of our sins.
叫我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座,
so that we may now come boldly to
his throne. 主的生命活水已经为我们流出来,
for now his living water has also flowed for us.
叫我们来到主的面前, 从他得生命,
so that we may now come to him and receive this life.
这一个活路已经为我们开通了,
for this new and living way is now open.
当我们在认识到说, 我们都可以住在主的里面,
so that I ask you to understand that we could now live in Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要知道, 我们随时可以来到施恩宝座的面前,
and brothers and sisters, I want you to know that we can come in our time of need.
不论我们光景是怎么样,
it does not matter what your condition is.
不论我们是在怎么样的一个情景当中,
and it really doesn't matter what your circumstances are.
在神的那边, 他的工作已经做完成了,
because on God's side, he has finished his work.
活路已经开通了,
and this new and living way is open.
今天不是教我改变得多好, 我才能够有胆子来到神的面前,
and today we do not need to change or use our hands to do the work.
是的, 照我们的本相是无善足称的,
because through our hands and through our work, we can never accomplish.
但是每一次我们看见从他的肋旁流出血与水来,
but now every time we see from his wound, he has shedded his blood and water.
每一次我们看见他的身体已经为我们裂开,
and every time we realize that he has already break his body for us.
是主在这里渴望我们来亲近他,
and it is God who is willing and longing for us to come close to him.
渴望我们来与他相会,
longing that we would meet him.
我们生命改变,
so that our life can change.
需要我们与主同在,
and our life can only change when we abide in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们不是想说, 我要今天早上起来, 哎, 我今天晨更还不错,
so brothers and sisters, it is not like when we have a good morning devotion.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
所以也许今天我能够来到施恩宝座前, 我来与主亲近,
or maybe it is now when I now have the chance to come before his throne.
有些时候呢, 你觉得说, 早上起来一早就不知道什么事情, 忙得昏头转向的,
and maybe on some of the other days you wake up in the morning and you are already very busy.
那我是不是在我忙碌的当中, 我就可以来到施恩宝座的面前呢?
But then, is it true that even though I'm still very busy, I still have the chance to come before his throne? And the Lord wants us to see that he has already opened up this new and living way. At any time of our needs, we can come before him. So we praise the Lord and thank
him.
We are not like a patient who is waiting to be healed and then to go meet the doctor. Because it is now the time to come before God. And it is at any moment of need, in any circumstances, God has given us this chance. Whenever we are willing to repent, the path is there.
磐石已经为我们裂开了,
but the rock is already open.
我们可以来到主的面前,
and whenever we can come before the throne,
他何等的渴望我们来亲近他,
for he is longing for us to come meet him.
他何等的渴望我们和他能够一起来同住,
and he is longing for us to abide in him.
我们住在主里面, 主也住在我们的里面,
so that we may live in him and he may abide in us.
兄姊妹, 这成为我们的生活,
brothers and sisters, let this make this to into our life.
这是我们的神, 我们的主为我们做了 这么多的工作, 祂要得着我们,
for the God has done all this work and all the work is finished so that we may abide in him.
我们一起来读一下诗篇71篇第三节,
so let's read Psalm 71:3.
求你做我常住的磐石, 你已经命定要救我, 因为你是我的岩石, 我的山寨, 求你做我常住的磐石,
be to me a rock of habitation.
但愿这是成为我们的祷告,
I ask that these will become our prayers.
我们的主他就是这个磐石,
for our Lord is this rock.
圣经讲说, 那个磐石就是基督,
and then it says that the rock is Christ.
那这个磐石已经裂开了,
for this rock is now open.
摩西怎么样得着那个长生的所在, 这个磐石的血中今天已经为着我们预备好了,
for how Moses was able to hide in the cleft of the rock, this cleft is available for us today. For this is a position that we have already been granted. For God has already prepared this way for His children. So that we may shelter in this cleft. So that we may habitate in Christ. So that we ask you to experience more in your life.
这成为我们的祷告, 求你做我常住的磐石。
So that I ask you to keep this in your prayer, be to you a rock of habitation.
叫我们住在基督的里面,
so that we may abide in Christ.
我们不只在地位上, 我们是在基督里,
not only we have the position to be in Christ,
盼望我们有主观的经历, 我们是住在主的里面,
but I ask that you will have your personal experience to abide in Christ.
好, 我们再来唱诗歌第77首,
so let's sing song 77 again.
永久磐石为我开,
a rock of ages cleft for me.
让我藏身在你怀,
let me hide myself in thee.
让你所流血与水,
let the water and the blood
两面医治我的罪,
from thy riven side which flow
使我得救能脱离,
be of sin the double cure,
罪的刑罚与能力,
save me from his guilt and power.
好吧,我们站起来, 来唱这首诗歌,
so how about we stand up and sing?
永久磐石为我开, 让我藏身在你怀, 让你所流血与水 两面医治我的罪, 使我所念能脱离, 罪的刑罚与能力。第一节我们带着祷告从我们里面的信心的祷告, 我们再来唱这首诗歌。
So number one, let's sing it like it is your prayer.
永久磐石为我开，让我藏身在你怀，让你所流血与水，两面医治我的罪，使我得救难脱离罪的刑罚与能力。
弟兄姊妹可以自由祷告。
We ask that you pray aloud.